So time we spoke about the malacha of makeh bepatish, and we also spoke about mechatech. Now we're going to move on to a new malacha, a third malacha. We're not going in any particular order, but more in terms of what is nogeh lehalacha. But we could go in order eventually, Mitzvah. But I'm just jumping around to make it, more exciting for everyone. So tonight's malacha, we're going to have probably a 2 or 3 part series on this malacha, is boneh, the malacha of boneh, which is one of the lametes malachas. And the way the av malacha of boneh was done in the Mishkan was that they erected together the krushim of the Mishkan. That was boneh. Now, one of the toldas of boneh is ohel. Gemara on Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph says that just like a person can't build an actual, building a house, you also can't erect an ohel, which is, from the Gemara standpoint for now, is at least a gag, a roof. You can't make an ohel. And the Gemara points out that there are two types of ohels. There's an ohel keva, and there's an ohel arai. An ohel keva, for argument's sake, just for now, just to keep things simple, working with the Shita of the Rush means that an ohel keva is where you have a gag and it's staying there for a permanent amount of time. Whereas an ohel arai is a temporary ohel, a covering that you're putting on for a temporary amount of time. An ohel keva is deraisa, an ohel arai is derabana. Okay, so now the big question becomes, and this is where it comes to the halacha. We're going to have a 2-part series of the halacha about this, and there are other practical ramifications in boneh that we'll do at a different time. But right now, just for this week, we're going to discuss the halacha of ohel, and the specific halacha of ohel has a major machlokish rishonim, because everyone agrees on a very basic level that if you make a gag, that will be a violation of ohel. But the machlokas becomes, what about if a person makes a vertical wall? A mechitza. He makes a mechitza on Shabbos. What is the halacha of a mechitza on Shabbos? Now, the Achronim point out that if you make a mechitza out of solid material, you make a solid wall, that's already a tolda of boneh. But if, let's say, you don't make a solid wall, you make a flimsy, you take a sheet. Take a sheet, you take a blind, you just hang a blanket vertically down like you do by your sukkah, let's say sometimes, like as a doorway. Just a stop, you put a sheet up and it goes back and forth in the wind. It's not something sturdy. Is there an iser derabanan of mechitzas ara? And we're going to see this is a major machlokas and has a lot of halachic nafkaminas, which we're going to dab into. Today we're going to do one and tomorrow we'll do another. But let's get the machlokas Rishonim straight. There's a machlokas Rishonim between Rashi and the Maharam. The Maharam is quoted in the Mordechai. Rashi on Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, also on Kuf Chayim Beis and other places, Rashi says that the only time Chazal asered midirabanan, the iser of ohel, is only when there's a gag. But if a person makes a vertical mechitza without any gag, it's mutter. There is no issue of ohel when it comes to a vertical mechitza. Of only the concept of an ohel is limited to a canopy, to something that is a horizontal covering. That's Rashi Shita. Okay? And Rashi makes no distinction about for what purpose you're making this mechitza. Regardless of the purpose, you're always it's mutter to make a vertical mechitza. That's Rashi. Comes along the Maharam and tells us the following minhag that he used to have. And from this minhag, we're able to derive his shita. The Maharam, again, who's quoted in the Mordechai in Shin Yud, and also Shin Yud Aleph, and also this is also brought down by the Urayim. The Maharam says that when he used to sleep in his room, in his personal room, right, Elio? Personal dorm room, right? When he used to sleep in his room, he made sure to always have a 10 tefach mechitza in his room because sometimes in the middle of the night he had to relieve himself. And because he had tons and tons of svarim in his room, like I see Yehuda has, he has tons and tons of svarim in his room, and there's an iser to relieve yourself in front of Svarim. So he always made sure to have a 10 tefach mechitza so that in the middle of the night, if he had to go relieve himself, he could simply put down the mechitza in front of the Svarim and he can relieve himself. But, says the Maharam, on Shabbos, I made sure, says the Maharam, that before Shabbos started, I already put the mechitza up partially, and then on Shabbos, I just extended it, because I would not be able to erect the mechitza directly from scratch to allow myself to relieve myself. So says the Maharam, and it comes out from the Maharam, and the Yerevan spells this out as well, that a mechitza is usher on Shabbos. However, there's a very important qualification, says the Maharam. It depends for what sake, for what purpose you're using this mechitza. If you're using this mechitza for halachic purposes, to allow yourself to function halachically, like in this case with the Sfarim, you are permitting yourself to relieve yourself because there are Sfarim there. Or for example, Tashmish, person can have Tashmish with his wife. If there are Sfarim there, if he puts a mechitza, he's being matir himself to be have Tashmish. Or Lemashal, in a sukkah, if you make a mechitza on the third wall of a sukkah or the first three walls of a sukkah, which is necessary for the kashrus of that sukkah, in all of these cases, a vertical mechitza would be usher to make on Shabbos. That's called a mechitza hamateres. It's being matir. It's permitting you to do halachic action. However, says the Maharam, this is very important, the mechitzas arai is only going to be usher if it's going to permit a halachic function or a halachic activity. But if it's just being put up for tznius purposes, you just want to make sure you have some shelter, you want to protect yourself from the shade, you want some shade from the heat, from the cold, you want to just have some tznius, you want some privacy, you want to pretend you have like a little cubicle to study for your finals, that's all going to be mutter on Shabbos. The only time a mechitza, to erect a mechitza is asr on Shabbos, is if you're doing it for a halachic function. Okay? So we have a machlokas yeshonim here. We have Rashi who says that mechitzas arai are always going to be mutter. There's never an issue. The Maharam, quoted by the Mordechai, says it depends. If it's being put up for materes, to permit a halachic function, it's asr, like the case of the relieving himself in front of the Svarim. But if you're being put up for tznius, it's mutter. Okay? That's the machlokes rishonim. Now we're gonna, I know what Yehuda is bothered by. He wants to know about mechitzas in a shul. No? That's gonna be the next year is gonna be about what are the status of mechitzas in a shul. And that's gonna be a fascinating discussion. Whew, wait for that one. That's not tonight. But yeah, what's your question, Yehuda? Yes, yes, yes. Everyone agrees. Again, we're not discussing the horizontal way. Horizontal, everyone agrees that a tefach is asr midurabanan. Everyone agrees. And sometimes deoraisa, depending on what a keva. If it's permanent, it'll be deoraisa. And if it's temporary, a tefach wide, it'll be derabanan. The question we're asking is just vertical right now. Just putting up vertical. Nothing horizontal. Pashtus, yes, for now. Yes, Pashtus. Don't hold me. We have to figure that out. We're not so sure, but let's for now, let's say 10 Tfachim. Okay, so now, yeah. Oh. Ooh, okay, so wait for the next year for that. That's gonna be next year. Let's wait for that. Okay, fine. So now let's bring down one practical halachic application of this machlokas, and we're gonna see next year, which is probably gonna be tomorrow or Thursday, depending on the people around. We're gonna see an amazing topic about mechitzas and shul. But right now, let's just do one focused one halach lemaisa. Now the Shulchan Aruch mechaber. Paskins and the Rama as well, Paskin like the Maharam. Paskin like the Maharam. That you're not allowed to put up a mechitzas arai on Shabbos B'tnai that you're doing it to permit a halachic function, like a sukkah, to permit yourself to relieve yourself, to have tashmish. But if you're just putting it litznias, it's mutter. So comes along Rav Nissen Karelitz in the Chutz Shani, and he says the following halacha, which we're going to see, is going to be lehalacha, depending on these two approaches of Rashi versus the Maharam, which lehalacha is going to be a nafkamina because we paskin like the Maharam. So the case is, this is just, we're going to do this one for tonight and then wait till the next year for the shul one. So the Gemara in Brachas Alam and Aleph Ben Aleph brings down Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, which brings down a well-known halacha that we all know. Baruch Hashem, it's becoming much more popular to know this, that it's usher to walk in front of someone during Shmoneh Esrei. You know how to walk in front of someone during Shmoneh Esrei? Different reasons are brought. The Shechina is there, or because you don't want to distract him, different reasons are brought. But you're not allowed to walk in front of someone during Shmoneh Esrei while he's davening. Okay, comes along the Chaya Adam, and the Chaya Adam says, in Hilchos Tefillah on Klal Chaf Vav, Halacha Dalid, he says that there is a way out. If for some reason a person decided to daven Shmoneh Esrei, let's say in front of a bima, in front of a, in front of a wall, a pole, a pillar, and that pillar is 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide. Let's say the ones by in Lander, there's two big pillars there. That would probably count. It's for sure 10 tfachim high and for sure 4 tfachim wide. So a person decides to daven in front of that pillar. Then the chayadam is misupak. But at the end of the day, he's makel to say that you're allowed to walk in front of someone if he's davening in front of such an item. He's misupak only because, let's say, the item is not so high. He's diving in front of a bima, and he can still see you with his eyes, so maybe there's a little bit of a distraction. But certainly, Lemaisa, he's Mekel and says that if you have a ten tefachim pole or some kind of wall, bima, something that is separating between this davener and you, and it's four tefachim wide, you're allowed to walk in front of it. Okay? That's the Chaya Adam's assumption. That's how he paskins. The Mishnah Brura is not so happy with it, but at the end of the day, the Chaya Adam passing this way, that you're allowed to rely on this Nikuda, that if there is a bima or some kind of edifice for 10 tefachim high, you're allowed to walk in front. So says the Chutz Shani, says Rav Nissen Karelitz, that the following Shaila will come up on Shabbos. Let's say a person is davening Shmoneh Esrei, and you want to get to the other side of the Beis Medrash. You want to go say hi to Eliyahu. You're welcoming him to yeshiva in person. You want to say hi to Eliyahu. So you're trying to go across, or you want to catch your Rebbe, whatever it is. And the guy is davening Shmoneh Esrei. He's one of those big shucklers. He's taking forever during his Shmoneh Esrei. And you really want to get across. So guess what? You see a shtender right next to you. And this is one of those types of shtenders that has a full, stand. It's not like an empty shtender with two poles. It has a full, back to it. It's a nice chashuva shtender, one of the rebbeim shtenders, let's say. And he said, I have a chap. I'll put the shtender in front of the person davening, and then I'll walk past. The Chai Adam said, it's mutter to walk in front of a person davening Shmoneh Esrei as long as there's a mechitza there. So I'm going to put the shtender on Shabbos in front of the guy. Not only am I going to allow myself to walk past him, I'm also doing him a toiva. Now he has a shtender to daven from. Is that allowed or not? So this will depend on Rashi and the Maharam. According to Rashi, who says that putting up a mechitza sarai is always mutter, you should be able to put the shtender in front of the guy and walk past him. No problem. You got to do that on Shabbos. However, lefi the Maharam, quoted the Mordechai, that you're not allowed to put up a mechitza if it's meant to permit a halachic function. So there should be an issue. It should be usher. You're putting up a mechitza materes on Shabbos. Putting up a mechitza materes on Shabbos. Can everyone hear me? I'm not sure if there's a lag time. Yeah, you're putting up a mechitza materes on Shabbos. So yes, shkoyach, you were able to override the issue of walking in front of a guy, but you just did an Issur Derabanan on Shabbos. You can't do that. So says the Chut Shani, based on the Maharam, which we passing like in the Shulchan Aruch, he brings down this chumrah that a person would not be able to put up a shtender that has a back to it in front of a guy davening Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos because he's being matir this halachic activity of walking in front of someone during his Shemoneh Esrei. The Chut Shani does say that a person doesn't have to go crazy. He's allowed to move his shtenders around if he's just doing it for the sake of moving it for any ulterior purpose. But if he's bedavka doing it to allow himself to walk in front of someone, that he should not do on Shabbos, says the Chut Shani. That was all practical, nafka mina one, application one. It may not come up so often for you, but it comes up often for me. He's very machmir on this nekuda. So, Metz Hashem, next shir, we're going to discuss we're going to discuss basically what about putting up mechitzas on Shabbos to separate between the men and the women in shul, during a drasha or during shul. And interestingly enough, that shaila is going to get back, we're going to go back in time a little bit to try to chap what exactly is the role of a mechitza between men and women to begin with. Because it could be that depending on what the role is between mechitza men and women will determine whether or not we have a problem on Shabbos or not. So stay tuned for that. We're going to have a little beautiful shir on that. And as a side point, I'll tell you that Divrei Yoel, one second, the Divrei Yoel,